Welcome again to Meditation Moments. God bless you indeed, that old-fashioned greeting. The Lord bless you and make you a blessing. We're so glad to have you with us, and we do trust that some of God's Word will be a help to you just because you've tuned this way. God will lead you along if you let Him, if you listen to His Word. And if you'll be obedient and follow that leading, God will lead you along. I never forget when this deep conviction first came to me, that we're able to absolutely know the will of God, and that He would not fail us in giving us the desire of our heart when it came to know that will. I was thinking today of the deep conviction that dawned on my soul, that God could not and would not fail His word. I kept saying, this is the word of the Almighty God. It cannot fail. You can depend upon it. And that's at this time when I first learned that. You know, at that time I came into a spiritual alertness, and I saw through the years that the Bible had never been a living, vital thing to my heart, but rather sort of a combination of creeds and doctrines and wise sayings and printer's ink. I had never known the power in the Word of God or believed at all that it could bring to pass miracles by its very creative power. I don't know why it was that someone hadn't told me the truth of these things, but at this time, this deep conviction dawned on my soul that God could not fail His Word. And as I say, I kept saying over and over, that it's true, God said it, and it's true. Well, how did it come about? Well, first let me say that I had known church membership and much of church organization before this time, but I'd never really believed God's word, nor had I met Christ personally. My experience with the church had been a little disappointed with that particular church I was in. It seemed tediously humdrum without any power. It was through a little tract folder that was put in my hand by a Christian Missionary Alliance preacher that I came into the most glorious experience. Oh, excitingly wonderful, brought into my life unbelievable victory and complete healing of my sick body. Gone was the unbelief and the sense of futility and disappointment, and there rose in my heart an unnamed hunger. Christ came into my life to fully satisfy. Now, when that conviction dawned upon my heart, I was a total invalid at that time, utterly helpless, given up by a number of physicians. But I had been newly born again now, and my faith had been encouraged to look to the Lord to restore my health and to raise me up. I was really blind at that time, had been, to the way of faith, and I felt I must have some evidence before I could believe, which is really walking by sight and not by faith. Well, I had been prayed for my healing, and I had waited for God to let me see something to prove that He had heard and answered. Because for me then, to see was to believe, which of course isn't the right way. The world says see and you'll believe, but the Bible says believe and you'll see. But I hadn't known it that way. It was at that time that God brought certain scriptures to my mind to show me that I must believe simply because God said so. And soon that faith came into my heart, simply on what God's word said, not by anything I saw or felt. I believe God had heard our prayers and He had answered. And I believe that He'd reached down and had healed me. And it was so simply because God said so, and that was enough. And my heart leaped with joy, and when that realization came, that moment, oh, there was born something in my soul which has never changed from that day to this, an abiding, unshakable faith in God's word. And again and again, lying there so helpless, I had whispered over and over, it is the word of God that cannot fail. It's God's word, and He cannot lie. I seem to see this marvelous word of God just marching down the centuries of time, indestructible, infallible, inexhaustible, unchangeable. What a joy came into my heart as I realized I had such an anchor to hold on to. There was in my heart the substance of things hoped for, the belief in things not seen. So far as God was concerned, I believed the work was done, for we had met his conditions. And there was his promise, very plain and sure, that he would not, could not fail his word. And I was not going to doubt that word. Well, it happened just as he had promised, exactly. And I was completely healed. Yes, that was many years ago. And I've lived these many years to serve him. And still on the firing line, from that day to this, I have never doubted the power of the Word of God. John 6:63 says, "The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Well, when we come into that realization, that is the power there is in what God says in his word, then we have hold of the truth that makes all things possible. Oh, to meditate on these verses, Numbers 23 and 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Oh, take that to your heart. Whatever the need is in your life right now as you're listening, just hug that to your heart. Let it quicken your faith. Don't care what people say or how the world is living about you. That's the word of the living God. God said it, and so it's true. Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? He will do it for you. The scripture continues this way, or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Isn't that wonderful? God has spoken, and he's going to make it good. Don't you let them shake your faith. Don't you believe any of the doubts the devil puts in your mind. Hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? Well, God made it good in my case. And he raised me up off of that sick bed. I'd been an invalid for 5 years. Some of you have heard me say it so many times, I never get tired of talking about it. But that isn't the important thing. It's the faith that came in my heart that because God said it was true. And in 1 Kings, God's word says, that's 8:56, 8th chapter, the 56th verse, "There hath not failed one word of all his good promises." Well, he's not going to fail in any of them for you. That burden you carry today, cast it upon him. He's not failed in one word, not in one promise, but in one word of all his good promises he's not failed. In Psalms 89:33, "He will not suffer his faithfulness to fail." And then he says in another place, "I will not fail you nor forsake you." Oh, God, grant that his word will have a preeminent place in your life. And when you're obedient to that word, his blessings will be poured out. When we yield ourselves to his word, he does guide. Yes, he leads his dear children along just as he promised he would. And so he led me along step by step, just like he will you. And though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads along. Through grace we can conquer and defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. And it's true, sometimes through the waters and some through the blood and some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. God will lead you along. It's his word. He's promised to do it. When you yield yourself to his word, he'll guide your life daily and faith will spring invincible. And then you'll shout triumphantly, "Also it's so because God says so." What he has promised, he is able also to perform. Say it over and over to yourself. What he has promised, he is able also to perform. And if you're not a saved one, oh, why do you carry the burden of sin? Remember in 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Then why don't you confess your sin? God will keep his word. He'll not fail his word, it's so. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And he says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth Christ as Lord, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Oh, don't you want to be free from the burden of the sin, and have peace come in your heart, and let God lead you along? Lead you all the way. How wonderful to have such a power to lead you along. And he'll keep his word. He'll not fail you. You'll be a saved man or woman. It's so because God said so. Amen.